QCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Can somebody let me know if you can hear me at all?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, looks like we're going to have to try to talk over all of that tonight. So, is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. None being heard. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. I've got one announcement, and that is this Saturday, July the 19th, the West Cars has their monthly meeting over at the Ingalls, or testing session, on Spartanburg Highway and 25, there in Hendersonville. It starts at 9 o'clock, and all are invited. There's usually people who come to get together just to sit and talk, and then lots of people come to test on that session. Does anybody need any feels on that? All right, with that, we will begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. And tonight, we will start with our pre-net check-ins. And here, first off, they are Mr. Richard, KC4PLT out of Pentagrass, Georgia. Then we've got John, KF4CKT out of Honeypot. Then we've got Patrick, KC4WGG out of Rome, Georgia. Then we've got Mel, K4XMR out of Prosperity. Then we've got Gus, AA4GH out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we've got Andy, KI4LZI out of Table Rock. Then we've got Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home down in Piedmont. Then we've got Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Ryland, K4RYL, out of Greenville. Then we've got Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and they make their home up here in Hendersonville. Then we've got Mr. Connor, K4HNR, out of Greenville. Then we've got John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. And Next is Michael, K4AFT. And let me refresh here and see if we got any new ones. Yes, we do. We've got one more, and that would be Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, and he makes his home down in Ely. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And with that, we don't have any echo link, so we will move right over tonight to our RF section, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Dean Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you, and all on the net.
Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Alpha Delta. That's KR4AAD. And this is John in Kizka Forest. Thanks for calling the net tonight. 73.
4HKX. KO4HKX, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Patrick.
That's a fine group to start us off. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Serena, KK4ONO, and they make their home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down in Wareshoals. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KR4AAD, and he makes his home up here in Pisgah Forest, which he's just right out the road from me. John, if you're still listening, we'd love to meet you and shake your hand one day. I know you don't live too far away, but it'd be good to put a face with a call sign. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Terry, KR4ACR, and he's down there in Moore. And Terry, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by and checking in. All right, with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, this is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Patrick. It's good to hear you.
Kilo 4, HKX. KC4EZN, he makes his home up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you, and looking forward to seeing you here in about 2 weeks, and shaking your hand again. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo 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 KR4EEE. Greg in Hendersonville. Thanks for calling the night tonight, Patrick. I am negative and negative.
Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Golf, Whiskey, Papa. That's KQ4GWP. This is Hayden. I'm near the North Carolina, South Carolina border, headed to work. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to everybody on the net.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KR4EEE, and he makes his home in Hendersonville. Which really, he's just right across the county line from me. And Greg, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by, checking in with me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Hayden, KQ4GWP, and he is mobile up there on 25 and right at the state line, and he's getting scratchy already, so hopefully you can hear me, Hayden. Have a safe evening and a good night at work, and thanks for checking in. And we're going to pause right here and check in our EchoLink station. EchoLink station only. EchoLink station only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, K-O-4-Y-H-Y. Makes his home down there in Berea. And, Jim, good to hear you. And thanks for stopping by, sir, and checking in with me tonight. Always good to hear from you. And with that, we will move on up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
4-HKX. 4-HKX. Please check in and out. Kilo, Uniform, Niner, Juliet, KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. Sounds like your recovery's going great, Patrick. Make yourself a wonderful evening, sir. And 73 to everyone on the net. KU9J, back to net control.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome this group in here. And first there is Mr. James, KK4JFO. Makes his home over there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you. Hope you're enjoying that summer vacation and enjoying the time off and away from the kids for a little while. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Made the home down there in Greer. And Larry, good to hear you. I hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J. He is up here in Hendersonville. And Steve, good to hear you tonight. And thanks for coming by. And yes, my recovery is going excellent. Most people can't believe how quick I've recovered from having my knee replaced. So I'm not doing anything special. I'm just following my instructions and doing what I'm told. So anybody listening and considering getting it done, remember that. Follow the instructions they give you, and it will greatly improve your recovery. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by. And then we'd like to try again, India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to move on up to the next group, but hopefully there's some there in the Mike through Papa. They've been vacant the last 2 weeks for me. So we're going to try Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, don't want to leave you on a blanket on Alphabet, so please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Not on that, Patrick. Don't have any traffic for you tonight, but good to hear you calling on that, and hope to catch up with you sometime soon.
Had a double there, and Lloyd won out. I'm pretty sure the other one was Jay, but try again there. I fit with Jay. All right. Well, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, and he makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And again, we had a double there, so if you did not hear your call sign, please come back in here and try again. We'd love to get you checked in. All right, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Glad to hear you're doing well. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4-HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check.
check in, Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec Lima Golf. Kilo 4 Kilo Jesus in Liberty. And I'll be negative in there. Oh, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
HKX. This is November 2, November Victor Yankee, and 2NBY, Jay and Lake Lure. Just checking in with you tonight. Don't have any traffic, and thanks for calling that. Hope to catch up with you sometime soon. 73.
HKX. Please check in with the 4 Sierra Bravo X-Ray, W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville, and I'm glad to hear you're doing better, my friend. 73.
Is KO4HKX and Brewers 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome this group in here. That is N0TR. That's Mr. Tom down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. And hopefully one day soon I can make the trip down the mountain and visit with you again. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you. And I need to get down and visit with you also. It has been a minute. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. J, which is the one that doubled there a minute ago, into NVY, and he makes his home down there in Lake Lure. And Jay, good to hear you. And I'm glad you and the family had a good trip, and you're back home now. So thanks for checking in with me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Brad, W4SBX, and he is down there in Simpsonville. And Brad, good to hear you. And thanks for the incredible bill. And couldn't ask for it to go any better. But we're going to pause right here. We've got an EchoLink station up, and EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No track, negative.
KO4HKX, the Brewers 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen in here, KA4PQA. And Stephen, good to hear you, and I hope you and Miss Jennifer have an awesome week. And thanks for checking in with me tonight. I do appreciate each and every check-in. With that, we will try again. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
X. Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX, the Brewers 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Steve, KC4STR. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And Steve, good to hear you. And thanks for stopping by tonight. Again, I appreciate each and every check-in. I wouldn't have a net if I didn't have people checking in with me. So glad to hear each and every one of you. And look forward to it. So with that, we will move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. And Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to welcome this group in here. First, there is Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ. He makes his home down there in Greer. And, Greg, good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH. He makes his home down there in Taylor's. David, good to hear you. I hadn't talked to you in a while. Hope you've been doing good. But thanks for stopping by and checking in tonight. Alright, with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Alright, I guess we got everybody for that first pass through the alphabet. So we'll open it up to the big group now. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Trick everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren, we're in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
Well, we'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC. He makes his home down there in Taylor's. And Warren, good to hear you tonight. and thanks for stopping by and checking in with me. Do appreciate each and every check-in, as I've said before. But with that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
It's KX. Check in the net. This is KC4SKD, Larry. And KG4AHS, Rhonda. They're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Patrick, hope you're having a good evening. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall in Asheville. And KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. And we're all negative and negative. KC4SKD.
KO4HKX from Brewers 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, I was getting to wonder if I was going to have to send out a search party for you. But thanks for coming by and checking in. And please tell Joy that Elise and I said hello. We are all doing well up here and look forward to talking to you later this week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, which is one of our Friday Night Net controllers, KC4SKD. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and they make their home down there in Easley. And by telephone relay, he brings along his brother, Randall, N9TEC, and he makes his home up in Asheville. And also his other brother, KF4GGF, that's Charles, and he makes his home down in Goose Creek. And Larry, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by. Do appreciate you coming in here. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome our Monday Night Net controller, and that is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, and he makes his home up there in Asheville. And Duncan, I hope you're going to get to come to Waynesville this year. Maybe we can meet up and shake hands and put a face with these call signs. Been talking for years on the radio, but I don't think we've met face-to-face yet. But good to hear you, and thanks for coming in here tonight, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Appreciate you being here. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Heads off in Brevard, and I'll be monitoring.
For HKX. Hello to you and Elise and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane, Portable, in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
This is KO4HX, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW. He makes his home up here in Brevard. He's on the other side of the Brevard from me. And Ed, good to hear you, and I hope you and the missus have been doing well. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. Makes his home down there in Cleveland, and he's portable tonight, so that means he must be outside walking around. And Shane, I hope you and Miss Beth have had a good evening and enjoyed your weekend, and look forward to talking to you later this week. And I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Zed in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net. You and Mr. Lee's have a good week, and everybody on the net have a good week. No traffic, no comments.
This is KO4HKX and Blues 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He mugs his home up here in Fletcher, just north of me. And Sid, good to hear you. And I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful week. And enjoy the rain that's moving through the area. I know it's raining over here, and I was listening to your net. It looked like it was moving around the area. So hopefully you got some of it. But thanks for checking in tonight. You make number 50. So I do appreciate you coming by tonight. And for those of you who don't know, Mr. Sid calls the Sunday night net over on the 146-640 machine. That is on Barrowalla Mountain in Hendersonville. And that repeater does have really good coverage down that way in DeGreer and Duncan and Spartanburg and over toward Easley some. So he'd love to have you check in over there around 8 o'clock. He starts that net and runs until it's done. And he'd love to have you check in over there. And it does have a tone of 91.5 if you're going to try to check in. But, again, that's a good place to go warm up your finals in your radio and make sure it's good and ready to go for the 9 o'clock net here. But, Sid, thanks for checking in tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX. Looks like we've got everybody now. Don't have any more check-ins. So this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And I don't have anybody on the stump tonight, so do I have any more check-ins or comments? Anyone for check-ins or comments, please call KO4HKX.
Whiskey, I can make a comment.
All right, I got two of you there, and we'll let Mr. Gary go first, and then I'll get to you, Ed. KI4DOS, go ahead with your comment.
KX in the net, KI4DOS. Well, Patrick, I learned something new today. I learned that we now have digital mirrors. They said that there was a digital mirror in the NASCAR Cup Series cars, and it's a strange thing. I've got a digital camera that got faces forward and back, but mine's a camera. It's not a digital mirror. I thought a mirror was something you looked in and saw a reflection. How do you look into a monitor and see a reflection of what's behind you? I found that kind of funny. Just shows how gullible some people can be, I guess. thinking, these NASCAR drivers have got a digital mirror in their car. But all it is a rear-facing camera. Tell it what like it is. Don't try to fool people and tell them it's something else.
See the fun in that. If you weren't trying to fool somebody, that you had something special. Yeah, it seems like everything is just a play on words anymore. Nobody can just say plain English what they got and what they're doing.
They're probably thinking that, we'll tell people we got this, they'll go out and try to buy one. Well, mine's a lot better than theirs. Mine sees in the front and the back. But I thought that was funny. I won't say who made the comment, but if anybody watched the race, they know who it was. And I apologize for that person because they're, I don't know. I'll keep my mouth shut on that. I don't want to get in too much trouble.
Well, I don't watch any of the racing anymore, but I can only imagine who it was. And so, but other than that, you've been doing okay, you and Miss Joyce?
Been doing fine. Joyce had a little trouble with her back last little bit, but it's getting better slowly. It's nothing that we can do anything about, which is something we have to live with. As we get older, our bodies start breaking down. But other than that, we're doing great. We watched the race this afternoon late and just been sitting in there but laughing at a couple of different TV programs that I've been on. And getting ready for tomorrow, see what tomorrow brings. I've got to go get some gas for the lawnmower and some diesel fuel for the tractor and come back home, and I'm going to try to cut the grass. I was going to cut it yesterday, and had some things come up, and I said, no, I'll just put it off till Monday. And so that's what I did. I didn't do anything today, but kind of just sit around and relax.
That's what Sundays are supposed to be for, is a day to relax and spend time with family and friends. So that's pretty much all I did today, too. I was going to try to cut the grass in the morning before I went to PT, but with the rain tonight, it'll be too wet in the morning, so that won't happen. Mine is starting to look like a jungle taking over out here where I haven't mowed it in a month because I haven't been able to walk that kind of uneven ground yet, so I was going to give it a try in the morning, but again, so much for that.
I don't like to cut it when it's wet. It clogs up underneath the mower deck, and then you got to do something to clean all that out so it'll throw the clippings out away from it and all of that sort of stuff. So I don't blame you for that either. What's one more day? You know, if tomorrow never comes, it's not going to matter anyway, right? But I know you got somebody else out there in the wings waiting. I'll let you get on to them. Turn it back over to you, but I just had to make a comment about that digital rear view mirror. I got to get me one of those. You and Miss Lise have a great evening. We'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
Again, good to hear you, and thanks for coming in here and bringing us a good laugh anyway at some of the strange terminology people like to use to make them feel important anymore. Please tell Joy again, Elise and I said hello, and look forward to seeing you here shortly. All right, with that, Ed, I'll be to you. I'm going to see if we got any more check-ins right quick. Looking for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Next row. This is Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI, Jack Center, Rock Hill.
This is KO4HKX, the Brewers 2-Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jack, KJ4BKI. He makes his home down there in Rock Hill. And Jack, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by tonight. Do appreciate it, sir. And sounding good coming in from Rock Hill tonight. All right, with that, we'll go back over here and catch Ed and see what's on his mind tonight. N4EDW, please call KO4HKX.
For 4 Echo Delta Whiskey, got tired of trying to borrow the antenna launcher, the tennis ball launcher from the club, so I decided to build one myself. It's been a rather interesting project trying to find all the parts. For some of you who haven't looked at one, the trigger mechanism is actually the sprinkler system, or the sprinkler from a lawnmower or a lawn sprinkler system. You make a couple of modifications and it works fine. I found a newer modification I tried and it didn't work right. I don't think I did it quite right. So I went back to the old version and it works. But what I found was that the commercial launchers you buy that shoot tennis balls have a special size barrel. Now when I measured tennis ball for a 3-inch barrel, it's too small, and the barrel on the launcher at the club is 2.7 or 2.5, but getting one of those is kind of hard because a tennis ball diameter is normally about 2.75 inches. So I looked up tennis ball diameter on Google and found a chart called size-charts.com, which gives me all kinds of information about tennis balls that I never knew. The International Overall Control of Tennis Balls says that a tennis ball has to be between 2.57 to 2.70 inches in diameter.
and weigh between 1.98 and 2.1 ounces. And when you drop it from 100 inches, it has to bounce between 53 and 58 inches. For pressure between 25 and 27 pounds per square inch. And you can get red, green, or orange balls that are designed for kids because they have different pressures and different speeds. And then I found out you can also get dog sizes for tennis balls, or dog ball Bennett tennis balls. And guess what? One of them is 2.5 inches. Well, I was finally able to find a 2-inch pipe, and they also make a dog ball that's 2 inches diameter, so I got to see if I can find the dog ball. So there's all kinds of stuff about it that's rather interesting as far as tennis balls. And when you get into launchers, I also found one that I can get a ball that's 3 inches diameter, which was the size of pipe I initially got, but then that gives a lot of windage around the ball. So it's been a real interesting project.
K04 HKX and a Brewers 2-meter net. Well, Ed, I didn't know tennis balls were that closely regulated, but I guess they are if they're going to be in tennis matches for professionals. So, but all I've ever used a tennis ball for is to play fetch with the dog, so it didn't really matter to me if it was an exact size and weight.
Ones, mediums, and large ones. And then there's some other balls mentioned that I don't know what they are, except they give it different diameters. So I may try getting one that's a 3-inch and see how close that fits on the 3-inch barrel that I cut, because I could find 3-inch pipe. And I got real interested in designing because there's a lot of information floating around that doesn't seem to be correct in terms of the size of the chamber and the size of the barrel. Well, I went on ChatGPT, or Chat, I guess it is, had them design a tennis ball launcher for me. So I've got all kinds of information, barrels, different size chambers, and according to that information, you basically want a 1-to-1 ratio, because if you have less, it doesn't have enough oomph, and if you have more, you're wasting air. Over.
Okay, well, I guess all that really matters is depending on what you're going to do with it and what kind of performance you're looking for out of it. But I guess there is a lot of engineers can go into that if you get real specific about it.
I'm trying to shoot over. I had to cut my long antenna because of the storm, because someone went over some trees that had to come down, and I didn't want it dragging it down. So I'm in the process of putting that back up, and that's been an interesting process, using the club launcher. But that had to go back for field day, and I got kind of interested in the project anyway. And so for the 2-inch barrel, which I was finally able to get a tube for that, I'm probably going to find a smaller pipe with caps on it, file down the ridges on it, and use that. Or I'm going to try to 3D print one that's pointed on both ends. Over.
Say, I'm surprised somebody hadn't 3D printed something for it. But there's everything else under the sun on those 3D printed sites.
Pockets, so I'm going to try those. Also some whistling devices that you just shoot it up and it whistles. And apparently people shoot T-shirts and stuffed animals and all kinds of stuff and candy at different occasions, like parties and all. Over.
If you ever go to one of these events, you'll see them launching T-shirts up into the stadiums with the T-shirt launchers. I've actually caught a couple of those when I went to events. So it's pretty neat. And like I said, there's a lot more goes into it than what you realize if you get serious about it. But I don't know if I want to get that serious about something like that. But because it'd be easy to get hurt with one of those if you put too much pressure in that PVC pipe.
For the different kind, most the recommendations are, I think it's 60. It's a 60 notification on it that says that's the pressure. And I looked up pressures and got an idea of that. But I don't use more than 80 pounds. The club launcher uses 80 pounds, and that seems to be... You can actually put a couple hundred pounds on, but everybody cautions don't put too much, so I'm sticking with 80 pounds. Chad also gave me how high it would shoot, and how far it would shoot, and how fast it would shoot. So Chad has an interesting deal if you ask the right question. And he also made PowerPoint presentation for me.
That ChatGPT is pretty interesting. I've used it a little bit for a couple of things, just kind of experimenting to see what it was capable of. And I found a couple of mistakes in it, but, you know, overall it was pretty accurate and a lot quicker than me having to look the information up and write it all down.
Sell charts, and I was building my own, but I thought I'd try it. And it came back with those, and it had some funny things in it, and I questioned why it had the funny things in it. And then it came back and told me why it had funny things. It would have, for one chamber length, it would have a couple size barrels. But then it came back and told me that it had the different size barrels because of different pressures. That was kind of interesting. But you have to ask the right question. I've always used the free version, and after a while it says, well, I'm tired, I have to go on and come back later. Over.
I've been there. You get to add, what is it, 10 or 15 minutes or something like that. You can use it a day or something. I don't know. That's all I've ever used is the free one. And don't intend to ever pay to use one. I still know how to look information up myself and put it together, but I was experimenting with it and playing with it, and it is handy in some cases, that's for sure. But Ed, anything else tonight?
Said I'd hoped to use the launcher at field day, but wasn't able to go to field day because I had to take my cat down for emergency dental surgery. Had to remove all his teeth, so he's still recovering from that. But other than that, things are pretty much the same. Over.
Good. I'm glad everybody's doing good, and maybe we'll get to see you again here before long. And but I'm gonna move on and see if we got anybody else check-ins, and try to get this over with tonight. My knee's starting to cramp up on me sitting here in this chair, so I need to get up and walk a little bit. So good to hear you, and I hope you and the missus have a good week this week.
You still got to get over here and see 3D printing, but I won't keep you. Thanks a lot for talking. Out.
Appreciate it as always, and good to hear from you. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. They make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you. I was beginning to wonder if you were out of town or something going on tonight. But good to hear you, and hopefully get to see you again here in a couple of weeks over at Waynesville. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for checking in with me. That, have we got any more check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, KC4EZN with a comment.
Okay.
This goes back to Gary's comment about that digital mirror. I got one of those in my car, but it only works in reverse gear. KC4EZN.
Yeah, a lot of cars have those nowadays as backup cameras. But you, if you ever wanted to, you can go in and modify those to where they stay on all the time. I don't know why anybody'd want to do that, but you can.
Mine's a 2015, and they have made, wife's got a 2019 Subaru, and the weird thing on that thing is it's got little lines that are tied to your steering wheel, so it will tell you where you're at and where where your point is, my 2015 Dodge, it only shows six lines, and I don't know why in the world you'd want to see that all the time, but and I guess when you're backing up, you can't say that's a mirror because it's actually looking in the direction that you're going. That ought to set Gary off good there. We're going to get back to you, Patrick, and look forward to seeing I know what you look like because I've seen you once before, so maybe I might recognize you the second time around. Looking forward to seeing you, KC4EZN.
KO4HKX and a Blues 2 meter net. Well, Harry, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out. It'll be my first big outing since I had my bionic knee put in. So, looking forward to it and looking forward to getting out and just meeting everybody and shaking hands and just the camaraderie that goes along with it. So, but appreciate you coming by here tonight and I'll make sure to relay your message to Gary in case he wasn't listening. And we'll get him set off a little bit. With that, we'll see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With that, I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the net. And I know he'd love to have you check in with him and come by and give him a good dose of rider's cramp and give him a hard time. He'll enjoy it. And I know you will, too. So with that, I'm going to send my net report and I'll return shortly. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all. KO4HKX.